It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, or St. Valentine's Day, or just a day that Hallmark wanted to sell cards on. Either way, no matter what it is, may it be a happy one for you. Now, I was going to make ask Molly, my wife, to do an episode with me today because it's Valentine's Day, but you know what I thought was better as a Valentine's Day gift? Not asking her to do it. And so that's what I decided to do as a gift to her. Now, it may not have been a gift to you, but I got to think of myself in this situation. However, we do have something very special for you. As many sports fans know, yesterday, Houston Astros owner Jim Crane gave a unsatisfactory apology. Luckily, here at the Sports Dump, we have special access to people like Jim Crane, and he'd like to give us exclusive access and take a second shot at apologizing for what happened in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. So, a Sports Dump exclusive, Houston Astros owner Jim Crane re-apologizing. Breaking news. Thank you. Thank you, Sports Dump, for accommodating this press conference. It turns out I was unclear in my apology yesterday, and for that, I apologize. Furthermore, to clarify, this entire thing was cooked up by Carlos Beltran, who is no longer here, Alex or Joey Cora, who also is no longer here, Jeff Lunau, who is no longer here, and AJ Hinch, who is no longer here. Furthermore, Garrett Cole and a number of other players who are no longer here were involved. Those are the only people who were involved, and they are no longer here. If anything, it did not help our team, but hurt it because we were overconfident from knowing the pitches that were coming. Can you imagine that level of overconfidence? I can. And as for myself, I have no culpability, no responsibility, no remorse. And the reason is simple. I'm an old white billionaire. And if you haven't noticed, old white billionaires get to do whatever they want. So, go eat shit. I hope that's clear. Thank you. Wow. Honest words from Astros owner Jim Crane. There you have it, courtesy of the Sports Dump. That's our news department. And that's almost all we have for you here today, folks, as we go into another boring weekend. Oh, NBA All-Star Game. Don't forget that. But it's our, of course, maybe I'll come up with some kind of mock draft sound effect for this. But this is, again, we're almost less than 70 days until the NFL draft. So here is our mock draft update for today. CBS Sportsline providing another update, and in this mock draft, Tua goes number 3 after trade up, Cowboys make a splash, and the Packers add receiver for Rodgers. Once again, none of this may happen, and if it does, it's a total coincidence. So that's our mock update for today. Please, pay no attention. And we do want you to pay attention to the sportsdump.com, where there's a video I'm trying to figure out. It's up. It is up, folks. I'm just trying to figure out how to get it up on the page a little more front and center for everybody. But maybe I'll put that up on our Twitter page or our Instagram page. So go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram, And hopefully I'll be able to put it up there and it'll be easier for you to find. And of course, listen and review and rate. Now, what we love is 5-star ratings and then just write any kind of crap you want. Insults are fine as long as they're clever. And catch us on Monday. Have a good weekend. Happy VD.